Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast. The 8th of May 1945. After almost 6 years of war, that was the day Britain and its allies formally accepted Nazi Germany's surrender. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the then Prime Minister Winston Churchill announced World War II in Europe had come to an end.
Hostilities will end officially at 1 minute after midnight tonight, Tuesday, the 8th of May. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day. Advance Britannia, long live the cause of freedom, God save the King.
Of course, it wasn't the total end of the war. That came in August after victory in Japan Day. However, it was a huge milestone and a massive step towards peace with the end of Hitler's regime. And at Churchill's request, the country took to the streets to celebrate. I've been to Grovemount Residential Home in Ramsey to meet some of those who took part in those celebrations.
My name's John.
John, hi, lovely to meet you. What do you remember about VE Day? Do you remember it?
Oh, yes. Well, I was 15.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're 95?
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 70. I don't believe that for a second.
How much did you want the barrel of?
So you were 15, so what do you remember of the war
yes,
then?
I know it. I remember it well.
Where were you at the time?
Well, I was 10 when the war broke out. And I remember it quite well, although we lived in Bradford, which is in West Yorkshire, and we didn't have much damage there. There was a shop that used to sell pies, and they had a smoking pie in the window, an artificial thing, of course. And the only bomb that fell was fell on this pie.
Just on the one pie?
Yeah.
Well, that's Robert's lucky
pies,
in some ways.
Robert's pie shop, yeah.
Gosh, and so then what are your memories of VE Day and that war coming to an end?
Oh, well, I was in Pudsey then, and of course everybody was out dancing and messing about, you know, how they do.
Because was there just a real massive sense of relief that it was finally over?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the kind of one thing that really stands out for you?
Well, there's nothing once, just one thing, because there's a lot of things that are happening, weren't they? So I was quite happy that the war was over and everything was, we could get back to normal, really.
Yes, hi, my name's Alan. The first thing I was 8 years old, I grew up in a town called Hexham in Northumberland. It's halfway between Newcastle and Carlisle. And when the war broke out, and that sounds like a comedian to say that, I was 8 years old and I was in the Abbey Choir. And I remember them, they brought the radio into the church and we listened to Neville Chamberlain's speech saying that we are now at war with Germany. 10 minutes after they said this, the local council started the air raid siren. So I was sitting in the choir store and had a siren. Well, I'm not going to stop here while it's an air raid. I'm going to go home. Well, I remember a chap called Bobby Simmons, I remember his name. No, sit down soon, you're all right. And during the war, my father was called up. He's called up for the RAF. And he was in the RAF until after VJ Day. But during the war, just with my dad being in the Air Force, he was one of the first people in the RAF regiment. We were trapped at that during the war. He didn't go abroad, he served down south on the south coast all the time. They were in the light anti-aircraft gun squadron, shooting down doodle bugs, flying bombs as they came over. But he's a storekeeper, he was in charge of the store, so he was all right.
How did it feel having your dad serving? I mean, what impact did that have on you as an 8-year-old boy?
Very proud, actually. I mean, when he used to come home in his uniform, I used to love for him to come out in his uniform with nothing better than to walk down the street with his father in uniform, you know. I mean, most of the lads in our class, all their fathers were serving one of the forces, yes.
And so in that sense, I suppose VE Day had even more of a profound effect because you knew that hopefully that meant your dad was coming home.
Well, that's right, yeah, that's right, of course. But he was in and left the VG Day, which is in August. But he didn't go abroad, he just eventually came home, you know, got back to normal.
How did you feel on VE Day when that news came that the war in Europe was over?
Well, the thing was, I got ready to go to school. And I was getting ready to go to school. My mother said, I think you'll be sent home, mind. I said, why? She said, well, I'm sure I just heard two men talking in the street outside. They're saying the Germans had surrendered. So I went to school, though. And the said master, Mr. Slater, said, right over there, right there. Got us all in the hall. He said, the Germans have surrendered. This is going to be called VE Day. And you can all go home. You know, you've got the rest of the week off. Hooray. And I remember that evening, and in the stage very near us, they built the most enormous bonfire. Now, you always remember a chap, he's one of our school friends' fathers. He came out halfway through with a kilt on and did a Highland fling in front of the bonfire. And then after that, that was it. You know, it was time to go home and forget about it, yeah.
But what a way to celebrate as well. And I suppose the whole community coming together, everyone coming out.
Everybody was out. That was it. Everybody was here.
What do you take away from that time, I suppose? How has it stayed with you throughout your life?
I just keep remembering at different parts. That's all different parts of it all. You know, it's... I was lucky we didn't have anyone in the family who was killed or wounded or anything.
Why do you think it's important for us to still be remembering VE Day 80 years on?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, a lot of people lost their lives in that, you know, and families are disrupted and everything. It's very important that people... I don't think it should ever be forgotten. Definitely not. Same with VG Day, the number of terrible things that happened in those places.
We wouldn't have the life that we have now had it not been for the sacrifices that were made then, would we?
Oh, you wouldn't have the life we had, definitely not. If he'd won, we'd have been a hell of a life, wouldn't we?
And I'm going to work my way around. I'm hoping I've got the right blue jumper. Is it Derek? Is that your name, sorry?
Yes, Derek.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Amy and I'm from Manx Radio.
Amy from Manx Radio. Mm-hmm. I remember my dad going to war and coming back and bringing 7 medals with him.
Wow. What were his medals for?
Fighting the Germans. And he was sort of fighting the war in North Africa. And in Malta, he was chasing the enemy troops there. And then he came around to England. And he started fighting the war from that side of the channel. And he's earned, 7 medals from fighting that war.
And how did that make you feel as his son? Must be an immense amount of pride.
I'm so proud of him. I've got medals on the wall. They're there. And I'm so proud of my dad. He had a medal given special from the French for helping them out. There was a medal upstairs there. When he crossed the channel to fight the Germans, the French gave him a special medal for them being helped by him.
That's just an incredible story. And what was it like for you at home? Where was home for you at that time?
I missed him. I was born Manx and I definitely missed him. And I was glad when he came back. That was the main thing. I was a lad. I went to Polrose School.
Thinking back to VE Day, and especially with your dad serving in the war, do you remember much of that day and what it felt like and how you felt?
It doesn't seem very much maybe to you, but I remember the song, "There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow when the world is free."
You have got a beautiful voice, Derek, I have to say. A really beautiful voice. Yeah, it deserves the round of applause. It absolutely does. And I think, do you think that really captures the feeling of how people felt?
Well, VAD, yes, I was just a young lad, but I could appreciate the fact that I was without him and not here. And glad when he came back.
Yes, I gladly talk to you, but I haven't got much to say. I do remember VE Day. I'd just been left schooled about 6 months, and just got a job at the main fashion house in the Isle of Man at the time. Wow. Lions, of course. And the place was just a holiday resort. It was wonderful.
A very different time to now, isn't it?
It is. It was just the service people that were coming on leave, the Americans and everything, they were all over here. And, of course, we had a whale of a time.
I can imagine. What kind of things were you getting up to back then?
Well, of course, we had several dance places, which was great. We had all the cinemas that we had then, which, again, lots of things to do. And it was just a lovely atmosphere, a great holiday place. And everybody, of course, was happy because of the end of the war. And yes, I don't remember anything in particular except being kissed by absolutely everybody.
How exciting!
Well, I was waiting for there was even a couple of film stars that came over on leave as well. Gene Raymond was one of them, but I never got to kiss him.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, more of a shame for him that he didn't get to kiss you. And do you remember there being many celebrations on and around VE Day?
Not over the top, but yes, there were. I mean, because obviously everybody was happy that people would be coming back home and the loved ones had been away for so long. My father hadn't been away for very long, but he had been away. And yes, no, I remember more later than then. Yes.
And your father came home, did he?
Yes, he did indeed. Yes, yes. He was out east and sent lots of lovely things home. That's the part I remember being young. And
like what?
Oh, well, like we had chocolates and things rationed here. He sent boxes of things home, and he even sent some Indian carpets home for the house.
Wow.
It was amazing what they could buy when they were abroad.
And how did it feel when he came home?
Oh, well, of course, it was more natural then.
We always say in our family, if one of us isn't there, we're like a table with a dodgy leg where we work and we function, but it's not as stable, is it, as having the whole family together?
It is, yes. You know, it was nice. Yes, but everybody was so happy. That's all I really remember about it. And like I say, being kissed by everybody.
And Gene, your husband fought in the war, didn't he? And so what did he do?
Well, he was a bomber pilot. And he bombed Germany and several other places too. Then after the war, he was bringing prisoners of war home, which was very sad. And he said he'd never forgive the Japanese.
Because what kind of impact did it have on him? Did he ever talk about it much?
No, he didn't. I used to go across with him and we'd visit his bomb aimer and his rear gunner. And I'd just sit quietly whilst we had dinner and hear them talk, because they talked about things that they wouldn't talk about in front of other people. And they said how awful it was sometimes, and how the bomb aimer said that he never knew how my husband got them back, because when they got back, he counted there had been 52 hits on the aeroplane of shrapnel. And yet he got them back and managed to land somewhere as well. And
so he was a hero as well.
Well, yes, he was. He got the MBE and the DFC and bar. And of course, I went to Buckingham Palace.
So were you proud of him and proud of the work that he did?
I was very proud of him, but I just loved him so much anyway.
Back in the year 2025, and celebrations are taking place once again across the island to mark the 80th anniversary of VE Day, from acts of remembrance to special concerts. But when I asked Derek why it was important for us to still remember the events of the Second World War 8 decades on, and how he felt when it was over, he only had this to say.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow. when the world is free.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.